Since the Australian Grand Prix is near, it's the best time to take on this topic. Hi, I'm Rabjot Singh, an automobile engineer by profession and owner of Singh Auto. And I am on a mission to help people by modifying their cars any way possible so that they have a sense of novelty while driving their ride. In 1995, a determined 9-year-old boy woke stuck to the McLaren team boss Ron Dennis in an award ceremony, asked for an autograph. And little did we know, this kid that started out driving RC cars would go on to be arguably one of the best drivers to ever grace the track. Although, despite that, Lewis hasn't exactly had the best times recently, with many speculating he's way past his best and might even retire. Last I checked, he was still pretty good. So naturally, I had to ask the question, what the hell is going on with Lewis Hamilton? Born on 7th of January 1985, in Stevenage, United Kingdom, Lewis had big dreams and even bigger personality that won the hearts of many that came across him. His father, Anthony Hamilton, serving as both mentor and manager, dedicated himself tirelessly to advancing Lewis's racing career, working day and night. He even held 3 different jobs at one point to support his son's ambitions. Lewis' journey in racing began at an age of 8 when he received a well-used go-kart, an investment nearly equivalent to the family's modest monthly income. So now that Lewis had this first go-kart at the age of 8, he began kart. The rest, as we say, is history. He dominated karting scene. His talent was undeniable. And in 1998, he officially signed to the McLaren Driver Development Support Program at the tender age of 13, becoming the youngest driver contracted by an F1 team at that time. In 1999, Lewis' talent shone even brighter as he graduated to the Junior Intercontinental A level, securing a remarkable second place in the McLaren-Mercedes Championship of the Future. In 2001, he fearlessly faced the legendary Michael Schumacher at the German home track in Kirpin. Though he finished behind the illustrious Ferrari star, who already had 4 world championships to his name, Hamilton's unyielding spirit and determination remained unshaken. Funnily enough, 20 years later, it would be Lewis overtaking Michael just in a different way. Hamilton's success in Formula 3 was equally impressive as he dominated the 2005 F3 Euro Series, claiming an astounding 15 victories out of 20 races. Yeah, who was surprised at this point? In 2006, Lewis would set fire to the GP2 championship, winning the title in his first attempt, joining the R team which had previously helped Nico Rosberg make his way to the Formula 1. In 2007, Lewis Hamilton made his much anticipated Formula 1 debut with McLaren. And this rookie season was nothing short of sensational. Right from his first race, he displayed incredible talent, finishing on the podium and maintaining his streak for 9 consecutive races. He secured his first Formula win in Canada, propelling him to a 12-point lead in the championship. An intriguing incident occurred during qualifying at the Hungarian Grand Prix, where Hamilton ignored team instructions to let Alonso pass, resulting in pole position for himself. He went on to win the race. Hamilton's second season in Formula 1 proved to be more challenging. Throughout the season, serious mistakes marred some of the races, including Bahrain, Canada, France and Japan. Hamilton accumulated 5 separate penalties over the course of this year. Despite the setbacks, he bounced back to dominate the Chinese Grand Prix, positioning himself perfectly for the shot of the championship at the final race. Learning from his experiences in 2007, narrowly securing a total by a single point with a famous last lap switch. Slowly sink in the grandstand, the boy from Stevenage has done it. Against all odds, against all discrimination, against all logic, Lewis Hamilton was the world champion.
Woo-hoo! World champion! Oh my God! I can't believe it! Thank you so much, guys!
Woo! In 2009, the reigning world champion started the season with high hopes of defending his title. However, the McLaren's new car, MP24, struggled to match the pace of their rivals, putting Hamilton at a disadvantage from the beginning. And to make things worse, Hamilton and his team were accused of providing misleading information to the race stewards about an incident involving Jarno Trulli during a safety car period. The stewards found them guilty, leading to Hamilton's disqualification from the race results. Despite a challenging start to the season, Hamilton's determination and skill allowed him to climb up to a commendable 5th place in the championship standings. In 2010, Hamilton aimed to reclaim the world championship with McLaren's new car MP425, which proved to be more competitive than its predecessor. Hamilton started the season strongly with victories in Turkey and Canada. But his title campaign encountered setback in Italy and Singapore due to collisions that resulted in him retiring from both the races. He narrowly missed out on the title, finishing in 4th place overall in the championship standings. The 2011 season was a challenging one for Lewis Hamilton at McLaren, while Sebastian Vettel dominated the championship. Hamilton secured 3 wins during a season filled with a scrappy and error-strewn performance. As the season progressed, it became apparent that Button was better at managing the new specification Pirelli tires compared to Hamilton. Button consistently outperformed Hamilton on the track, and for the first time in his career, Hamilton was beaten in the point standings by his teammate. Throughout the rest of his career so far, Lewis has only been beaten by his teammate 2 more times in 12 years. Guess that really left a bad taste on his mouth, huh? In 2012, despite a promising start from McLaren's MP427 car, Hamilton faced a series of frustrating retirements and reliability issues that hindered his championship chances early on. However, Hamilton's talent shone, though, as he secured his first win on the season in Canada, followed by triumphs in Hungary, Italy, and America. As Hamilton's contract with McLaren approached its end, speculation grew about his future in the sport. Surprising many, he made a definitive announcement after the Singapore Grand Prix, revealing his departure from McLaren and start of an exciting chapter with Mercedes. In 2013, Lewis Hamilton's decision to join Mercedes proved to be a well-timed move. While McLaren faced a slump, Mercedes rose to the occasion with 3 victories and a strong second-place finish in the championship standings. Hamilton claimed his only win of the season at the Hungarian Grand Prix, marking his first victory of the team. In 2012, any doubts about Hamilton's move to Mercedes were swiftly dismissed. The team's W05 car dominated the championship and Hamilton rightfully clinched the second Formula One championship. Hamilton's performance remained strong with a series of 4 consecutive wins, showcasing his unwavering determination. Despite some controversial moments, including an incident with Rosberg in Monaco during qualifying, Hamilton reasserted himself with a series of 5 wins, setting the stage for a grand finale. The double point system added tension in the championship, but Hamilton's comfortable lead and Rosberg's misfortune in the final race secured the title for Hamilton. In 2015, Hamilton continued his dominance, winning another world championship and cementing his status as one of the sport's greats. Hamilton's excellent form continued with a 3rd victory at his home race and consistent podium finishes alongside Rosberg, and a crucial win in the USA secured his 4th world championship title. So the stage was set for an epic showdown between the Mercedes specialists. In 2016, Hamilton faced stiff competition from Rosberg and the challenging task of retaining his title. The season was filled with ups and downs, with some setbacks due to car reliability and own starts. Nevertheless, Hamilton displayed exceptional skill, winning 10 races and showcasing his determination at the very end. Though he put up a fight in the final 4 races, Hamilton narrowly missed out on the championship and Rosberg secured the title by finishing on the podium. Fast forward to 2017, and Rosberg's sudden retirement had thrown a spanner in the works of Mercedes to Valtteri Bottas, who took on the challenge to partner up with Hamilton. Hamilton faced a formidable challenge from the resurgent Ferrari and Sebastian Vettel, snatching the season's opening race in Australia. The two duked it out with thrilling scraps in Spain and an unfortunate headrest failure in Azerbaijan. But Hamilton wasn't one to give up, and he took charge after the summer break, reeling off wins and claiming the championship crown in a dramatic fashion.
Off goes Leclerc, through goes Hamilton! Unbelievable stuff coming out of the final corner!
The following year, in 2018, Hamilton had his work cut out for him. In the early races, Ferrari seemed to have a strong upper hand, but our champ fought back hard, bagging wins in France and Germany. Hamilton's start kept shining bright as he secured his 5th world championship in Mexico. But he didn't stop there. He added more wins in Brazil and Abu Dhabi, closing in on the Michael Schumacher's records. In 2019, brought a new challenge from Ferrari, but Hamilton fought back with revenge. The rivalry with Bottas went wheel to wheel for a little while, but Hamilton race keeps piling up, securing his 6th title and 3 races to spare. 2020 was a year like no other. With the coronavirus pandemic disrupting the season, Hamilton made history both on and off the track, using his platform to advocate for human rights and racial equality.
Lewis, close that gap as much as you can. It's hammer time.
And let's not forget his incredible performance on the track, snatching race victories left and right with equaling Michael Schumacher's 7 World Drivers Championship victories. Things would be quite different in 2021, though, when the Bulls turned up to the party with hungry Max Verstappen. In 2021, Lewis Hamilton faced an intense battle for an unprecedented 8th World Championship title, with Max Verstappen proving to be his formidable nemesis. The rivalry between Hamilton and Verstappen was not without controversy. A dramatic collision in Silverstone and a subsequent clash in Monza added tension to their rivalry, culminating in a dramatic showdown in Saudi Arabia that left them tied on points heading into the final race of the season. The championship decider in Abu Dhabi was fraught with drama, and the late safety car reshuffling the order and costing Hamilton the lead and ultimately the title. Mercedes' protest was met with disappointment, and Hamilton ultimately lost the championship to Verstappen. Lewis was heartbroken. Boy, if you think that was bad, wait until you hear about 2022. In 2022, Hamilton faced a challenging season with the Mercedes marked by the introduction of new technical regulations. The team struggled to maintain its former dominance, with Mercedes going winless until the penultimate round. His new teammate George Russell secured the team's sole victory. Lewis didn't win a single race, a first in his incredible career. During the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, the true extent of his suffering became painfully evident, thank you to the back injuries, a cruel consequence of the car's relentless proposing issues left him in agony as he crossed the finish line. The toll was unbearable. Struggling to exit the car, he could barely find the strength to stand.
I can't see on my left eye.
Despite these initial difficulties, Lewis would continue to showcase his tenacity with podium finishes and run-up spots, even challenging Verstappen for a win at the United States Grand Prix. But alas, it wasn't quite enough. In 2023, although Mercedes has picked up the slack, looking increasingly competitive every weekend, Hamilton's contractual situation had been a major topic of discussion. Reports suggested he demanded a long-term deal with the team, but Hamilton and Mercedes boss Toto Wolff hinted at an impending contract renewal. But Hamilton is hot on his tail, raring to go. Consistency has been the name of the game of our Mercedes man. He has a few years left in the sport, and that has one record to break. Since now confirmed, Lewis is making a switch to Ferrari for the season 2025. Toto Wolff, Mercedes motorsport executive, likely eliminated any sort of back and forth. At 39 years old, as Lewis Hamilton takes on his last chance to secure a world championship with Ferrari, if he succeeds, not only will he claim the 8th title but also deliver Ferrari their first championship in nearly 2 decades, solidifying his status as the greatest of all time. But should he fall short, he'll leave with dignity, knowing he gave his all in pursuit of that 8th world title, leaving behind a legacy. So that's it for today. If you like this one, follow and rate this podcast. Don't forget to come and say a hi on my Instagram. Link is in podcast about section. This is Rabjot Singh, your host. Take care and keep being awesome.